When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I don't know if continuing to change over and over again. If you're going to get a new coach, it's got to be someone who's got some experience. Like, I can't, like, these, the coordinators over and over again just have not worked for the Jets and the Giants. I mean, I guess, you know, Rex did, but that was it.
Let me ask you this, though. When was the last time the Giants hiring Dable? I feel like he was a hot name, mm-hmm. and I'm not ready to give up on him yet. But with the Jets, like, what? Like, Rob Saleh was, I know he had success in San Francisco. I'm not saying he didn't. But was he, like, the number one target for a lot of teams?
Like, he was up there. He was, like, top three. And I remember the Jets fan being really excited because Rob Saleh was that exciting name because in San Francisco, the defense was great, and you saw him, and he was in good shape, but he was clapping on the sidelines, and it felt like, man, we're going to get, like, an alpha in here, and he's going to really provide the edge this his organization needs. And he got here, and he was a completely different guy.
Like, too nice of a guy.
Yeah.
At least on the outside anyway, and the way he spoke to us and would give you all the time in the world at these press conferences and on the sidelines, he never got in anybody's face. He was, I think, the opposite of what they thought they were getting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, sometimes I wonder if the coordinator thing is the wrong way to go because the guy's not ready for the spot. Like, Dan Quinn was a head coach prior, and while he was a coordinator before he went to Washington, he at least had that in his back pocket. He's done it before. The one that's interesting is the one in Detroit, Ben Johnson, who turned down the Commanders' job. I would think he is going to be the name that everybody wants. I don't know. Do you pass on him because you don't want to go the coordinator route? Then what? He turns out to be a great coach.
No,
somewhere
I mean,
else.
I think that, well, that guy is, yeah, he would never go to the Jets. He may go to the Giants, but he would never go to the Jets.
But I do agree with you. Like, the Eberfluses, the Stein, who knows? Like, who knows what you're getting? You have no idea.
Yeah, but then, like, even when I say that, like, all right, well, look at the best teams in football. Like, all right, so the best team we know is the Chiefs and Andy Reid.
Right.
Clearly was a John head coach before that.
John Harbaugh in Baltimore.
Yeah, John Harbaugh, but he was a special teams coordinator.
And yeah, okay.
Then he got hired as a head coach.
True.
So he was a
long time ago, but yes.
Sean McDermott was not a head coach prior to having the job. Mike Tomlin was a defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. So, I mean, a lot of these guys, when you think about, all right, the retread guys who were head coaches, Sean Payton's got the Broncos playing pretty well at 5-5. Doug Peterson is a nightmare down in Jacksonville.
I have a name for you. What about Brian Flores?
Don't take him away from my team, please.
I'm serious. Aside.
Yeah.
What about Brian Flores?
I happen to love that guy because he came to my organization and firmed up a defense that was so bad under Ed Donatell. And he's been great, and the players absolutely love him.
Mm-hmm.
He did lose that battle with Ben Johnson when it was him against Ben Johnson in the Lions game. But I think he's great, and I'm sure that he's learned a ton. And I would 100% give him an interview despite the lawsuit that's out there.
And I ask it from the standpoint of, would the Jets be attractive to him? And I don't know. I have no idea. He might be one of the, be like everybody else, like, no.
Well, here's where the Jets would be attractive to him if he's not getting any other offers, like real offers.
Correct.
Because that's the guy that the Jets are going to have to get.
And no one, for some reason, we've talked about head coaching possibilities. I haven't heard that name come up anywhere. And I don't know why. It just popped into my head in terms of coordinator. Buddy was a head coach in Miami. You could make the case he shouldn't have been let go when he was.
Well, until the Tua comments came out and called him a bad guy. You know, I mean,
but I feel like they made amends. You say stupid things.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah, I mean,
coach.
I mean, that hurt Brian Flores, too. You could tell really bothered him.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I like the guy. I don't want him to go anywhere. I'm hoping that he does not drop that lawsuit and he can continue to fight. so he could stay as the defensive coordinator, just like keep adding on to it. I don't want him to go anywhere. Make him the assistant head coach, pay him a bunch of money, and keep him there, because it's tough to find good coordinators that stick around. Like, it's impossible. They all get hired.
Well, the money is too much to pass up as a head coach.
No, it's a good idea. I mean, silly me, I hadn't even thought of him either. I talk about him all the time.
It's because you don't want to think of him.
It's true.
Yeah.
But no, he'd be a really good one for the Jets. Even though he's a defensive guy and like the trend is the offensive guy, I think he'd be a really good, because he's got an edge and a personality. And to get another shot and then to coach in the same division as the Dolphins.
And what do we always do? We go good guy, bad guy. Good guy, bad guy. Yeah. That's usually the way we do it. And by bad guy, I mean a hard ass that's going to come in and do what needs to be done to clean things up.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean,
But then you come back to the quarterback. What does he want a job with no quarterback?
He's done. Rodgers is done. He's 100%.
Well, that's right. So you'd be coming in with no quarterback. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Rodgers has got to retire. He just has to. I mean, it's impossible to get in that man's head. And
he's an interesting fella.
He certainly is. But I just feel like he's not Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady with the, like, I can't leave this experience on that sour of a note type of thing. I just feel like my body is where it's at. This didn't work out. I don't want to play anywhere else and start this over. And I've got a lot of interests out there and things I want to pursue now that I'm in my 40s. Like, I could just see him walking away, no problem.
I got a weird one for you, too.
For a coach?
Yeah. McCarthy.
Yeah, I think Boomer said that.
You know, that's another one that just popped into my head.
Reunite McCarthy and
for 1 year,
Rodgers.
And if it works, they're legends, and McCarthy can stay and then start over with a new quarterback. Wow, I just thought of that. And he's not even fired yet from the – I didn't even say fired. His contract will be up at the end of the year. I don't know that they're renewing
him. They hated each other.
But they also won together.
They won a Super Bowl together.
And they won a lot. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there as they're popping into my head. I probably should think them through first, but there's no fun in that.
All right. I like it from the standpoint if Rodgers is going to play again, to have someone that he's worked well with before, at least for a majority of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And also a guy who's probably going to be radioactive after he gets fired by the Cowboys here, and no one's going to want to be a head coach. And that's the type of coach that the Jets are going to have to hire.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I think we got some options here. You got Gruden. You've got, I'm throwing Flores into the mix.
Yeah.
Maybe Mike McCarthy if he's let go.
I'm just thinking Aaron Rodgers. Like, I'm really going to go back and do that. Like, retirement sounds so good right now.
That's a different conversation. That's a different conversation. Remember, he's got a lot of money coming to him if he does try it one more year. I can't imagine he would want to with the way this has gone.
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't. But
especially him. Like, he's interested in so many different things, and he's got a plan for his post-playing career, and he loves traveling and experimenting things, and, like, I just can't imagine he's going to go through another training camp.
So you put the odds at him coming back at, what, 25%? You think you've seen that? In your mind, he's gone.
I think so, yeah. I couldn't imagine
All right.
Them bringing in another coach.
Worse experiment than Kevin Durant in Brooklyn or Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
This is way worse. This is way, way worse. Because, first of all, the fan base is bigger and it's football and you're letting down more people like the Jet fans.
That's a very good point.
So but also, I mean, they were a inch and a half away from going to an Eastern Conference Finals. The Nets.
That is very true. You're absolutely right about that.
I mean,
A small sense of success. That is true. It was working.
Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, it's 100% this one. And you got to think, too, it's like, it's, you know, people say, well, there was Kyrie, Kevin Durant, and James Harden.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, so this is Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Alan Lazard was here.
Alan Lazard. Yep. I mean, a million guys who came in here. Randall Cobb,
right.
Who brought back.
Forgot about him. That's right.
Oof.
Good
this
point.
This one's the way, 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 way worse.
And the fan base plays into it.
There's just... Because
the expectations were the same for both, but you're right. The fan base of the Jets far, far, far outpaces the fan base of the Nets. You are right about that.
Let's go to Justin in Asbury Park. What's going on, Justin?
Good morning, fellas. What's happening? How are you?
Hey, yo, man.
Hey, side note, when that Nordic nutsack retires, Gio and Jerry has a nice ring to it. Just saying.
Nordic nutsack. That still makes me laugh.
I don't know about you, but I would love to have an all-22 inside that Belichick bedroom for two reasons. One, when she's getting ready to do the deed, does he look at her and say, do your job?
That's
or
not
does
funny.
His post-nut clarity look like him getting up saying, that was a solid performance, we're on to Miami?
You know, Justin's pretty good.
I got to tell you, I think that clarity is still pretty sharp.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. His post-nut clarity is like, wow, this is really happening here?
Pinch me.
Yeah. The old 22 Belichick special.
Don't want to see it. No thanks. That ring camera was enough.
Yeah, see, I have a very vivid imagination. When people bring that stuff up, my brain just creates a scene, and it's not good.
I think everybody's brain does.
No, but it's really, like, it's very vivid. Like, I can't stop it.
Oh, man. She's living it.
Vincent and Merrick, what's going on, Vincent?
Hey, what up, guys? Just regarding the whole John Gruden situation, which I absolutely love. I would love for that to happen. With Rodgers or not, I think he's made some mistakes in the past, and I think he's still got that mind of football that he just loves football. But I don't know how that's going to work. Isn't he still have the lawsuit against the NFL? And does that include him on the commissioner's exempt list?
Brian Flores has a suit against the NFL, and he's a defensive coordinator in the league right now. So I don't think that would keep him out. And, you know, you can easily drop your lawsuit if you want a job. The bigger thing to me would be, like, the back-channel pettiness of Roger Goodell in saying, like, I don't really want this guy in the league. Don't interview him.
Right,
like,
allow it.
Like, telling an owner that, yeah. You know, and because of the things that he said about Goodell. That would be the one. And I feel like stuff like that does happen. Like, I really
do. It's very real. I mean, people can say it doesn't, but, I mean, real human emotions are real.
Yeah, and like, Goodell will be like, remember when I helped you with that thing? Well, sure, help me with this thing.
Absolutely, no doubt. Get him here. Let's go. Makes a ton of sense. Let's go.
Get him here. Makes a ton of sense.
And I tell you what, you would reignite the fan base. I really believe the Jet fan would get as excited for that. And this is saying something. I think they'd be as excited for that as they were for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, that's
a coach.
Opening press conference at Gruden. Oh, man, what's going on, guys?
Yes.
Where's that Rich Cimini at, man? Hey, Rich. Heard a lot about you, man. Heard a lot about your ass.
I agree.
That would be awesome.
It would be. All right, more excited. I'll give you just a couple names. You're the majority of Jet fans. If I give you Gruden, Rex, is there anybody else that would throw into that mix that are real possibility? I'm not going to say Dion. He's not coming here. Gruden, Rex. I'm going to put Flores in that mix.
Okay.
Those three, put them in order. In terms of the fan base, putting all this crap behind them and now looking forward and being into it again.
The fan base would probably be Rex first.
Yeah.
Gruden second, and then Flores third. It would be Gruden first.
I think it might be Gruden ahead of Rex. And I've been sitting here for a couple of years saying bring Rex back. I think Gruden might get the fan base fired up more than Rex. Been there, done that, came close. He's not the same. Al will tell you he's not fat anymore, so he's not going to be any good. Although I think he would be. I think Gruden might get them more fired up.
Just standing at that podium with that Jets logo, green tie.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, men. Looking around.
It's going to be good for us.
Oh, man. Someone told me that Connor Hughes is a little peckerhead. Where's he? I got your number, kid. I got my eyes on you. Boomer and Gio on the fans.
Think he would text with Joe.
Oh, no way. Lose my number, old man. There's a new sheriff in town. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.